You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Eric Stocklin.
I'm Colleen May Ballinger.
And we are the Scissor Sisters.
Heyo.
Hello, everyone. So, hi.
How's it going, love?
Man, I haven't even seen you today.
I know.
Happy day.
Today when we're recording this, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It is. Correct. I have fun things to talk about with you today.
Oh, same.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So many fun things. So much to get to. Exciting episode.
I know. Very exciting.
177.
177 what?
Episodes. We're celebrating that.
Yeah, we're celebrating the iconic number 177.
It's my lucky number.
So do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You seem very excited right now.
No, I'm so just, it's not that I'm excited. I'm just like not alive feeling
You're
today.
You're beaming.
Beaming?
Glowing.
Well, then it worked. What I'm about to talk about worked.
Okay.
So
now
I have, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have mental illness.
Oh.
And it's something.
I thought you were going to say UTI.
Yeah, that too. but anyway, no, I have, mental illness.
Right.
And
well documented.
Yeah.
For years.
I, would like to not cry every day. And I would like to be better in just general and just like a more positive, happy person and not be like plagued by the thoughts in my mind.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm constantly trying to do work, whether that be in therapy or zapping my brain with things or listening to talks on, how to be better, whatever. So anyway, I was talking to you recently about how I was trying to get more in the mindset of like, the death of the ego and just trying to just
become,
be in the moment whatever.
Buddhist practices.
No, I'm not going to, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm kind of going for. So this morning I was like, okay. If I do the same exact things every single day, it's the same exact life. I can't expect change, if you just do the same thing. So I was like, all right. So I looked up what to do. And it was like a bunch of different things say to start off your day with
smiling.
Smiling is one, or a motivational, self-talk, or smiling at yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. There's all these different techniques you can do.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
So I was going to look up a mantra or something I could say out loud to myself, but I didn't have time. I was like, I don't know, I'll look in the mirror. And so I look in the mirror and my first thought's like super negative. It's like, oh, ugly loser, whatever. And I was like, no, I have to not do that. I have to be positive and talk positive to myself. So at first I'm just trying to just like look at myself and just be like, think positive thoughts, and it's not going well. So I'm like, okay. Mm. I'm just going to say something nice to myself.
About yourself?
Yeah, like to myself. I was going to talk to myself. Now, I've changed my shirt because I got makeup on it, but I was wearing for St. Patrick's Day, I was wearing a shirt that it was like a Lucky Charm shirt.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a little leprechaun and it says Lucky Charm really big on the thing. So I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I go, okay, I have to say something nice about myself. Okay, what can I say? What can I say to myself that's nice? And I go out loud, I go, you are a lucky charm. I said it dead serious. Like I was not being goofy. I was not being silly. I thought that was just like, oh yeah, lucky charm's a nice thing. I'll tell myself I'm a lucky charm. And
did you burst into tears? This is a sad story.
I laughed so hard and then flipped myself off.
Yeah.
Like it was, I was like, what am I kidding? This
We've
is not
talked
me.
About that.
I am not this person that does this kind of shit. It doesn't work for me. That particular, I'm not saying positive thoughts doesn't work. That does work. But like that, staring at myself in the mirror and talking to myself, I talk to myself all day long. But looking at myself in the mirror and saying something kind to me, making eye contact with me, not a good thing.
We've talked before, I don't know, on the podcast, we've talked before about how both of us separately, individually, will often give ourselves the finger in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing lately too?
You can walk by mirrors like that.
Yeah.
Thumb in or thumb out?
We had this discussion the other night. Eric asked me the other night if I, when I flip things off, thumb in or thumb out. And I said thumb in and I lied because I did it a bunch because I'm always doing it, anything and all the things. And I lied to you because when you asked, I had to think about it. And I was like looking at my hand doing it. And I was like, well, thumb in. But then every time I've done it, just like naturally walking around, yeah. like thumb out thumb always. Out. Yeah.
Thank you.
But
good to know.
Something else, speaking of that, like randomly an impulsive, like weird thing you do just being alive, like flipping yourself off in the mirror.
Yeah.
Something I've noticed I do lately, that is strange is I burp a lot. And my mom growing up, whenever she would burp, she would always say a word and it was usually bra or belch. Like she would say as she was burping. As she burped.
Oh, is that where you get
belch,
that from?
Bra. Yeah. Like, and so
you don't say those words, but you often
say a word.
Yeah. You say like a word or you have crazy burps. So like a sentence.
Lately I've been doing when I'm alone, my natural go-to for like the past few weeks is the F word while I'm burping every time.
Could you do it for us now? Usually you're always drinking like a fizzy beverage. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is
I don't think I could just do, I mean, I probably could force one out, but I'm not going to do that. Anyway, that's been my new, anyway, I don't know why I'm saying any of this. I thought you would laugh at me about the Lucky Charm thing. And
I did.
Instead you just pitied me.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I didn't get the point of the story. Cause the point I was like, is it funny to her because she like didn't realize she was wearing the shirt
or because it was funny to me that
because you sincerely thought, well, that'll be a nice thing to say
about
myself.
Yeah, and
then when
I said it out loud, I was like, what an insane thing to say.
I think of, it's really
lame.
I like that story. Yeah. It's, I mean, I wish you could have been kind to yourself. I could, looking at you now, I could say lots of nice things about you.
Sure.
And
I thought we'd make fun of me together. Yeah. Thought, but I guess that's.
When you started telling the story, I was like, oh, this is going to be hard for her. Like, I didn't think it would be an easy thing for you to be kind to yourself, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, but it was a funny thing to do. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it was funny to me.
It was funny. And I'll forever, for the rest of my life, I'll look at Lucky Charms differently. I'll think of them differently.
What needs to relax for you, love?
I liked your story.
Thank you.
And I think you are a Lucky Charm.
Thank you.
Sincerely.
What needs to relax for you, love?
Queen. You're a lucky. How did you say it? Can you give me the delivery?
I did. I fully performed it.
Okay.
What needs to relax for you?
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Always, man. It's always.
I looked it up. Doesn't seem fun to have.
No.
But like, do that is it like? Does everyone?
Is this symptom?
Let me know
that
if you're listening. Do you have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, or are the drug companies that make the treatments for this condition vastly overestimating how many people watching TV have it?
But it's only like actual TV, because like I don't see ads for it anywhere else except for like actual mainstream commercials.
Yeah, well, now you know, this is another thing where like we all canceled cable and like we're still having to sign up for all these streaming services and one of the great parts is you're paying this monthly thing and they didn't have commercials. Now almost all streaming things have commercials.
Yeah. Even when you pay for them.
Like if you watch something on Paramount Plus, like there's literal commercials. You watch things on Amazon Prime, there's commercials now. If you watch, like maybe Netflix is the only one, but they're constantly showing commercials for their own stuff. So I don't know. I just like they're somewhere there's a drug company. They make this treatment for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. And they're like, okay, we have like $100 million ad budget. Let's spend all of it. Like on, I don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy that I've never met someone who said they have that, but I hear about it a lot in commercials.
Yes.
When you're watching TV.
I'm really sorry if like you're suffering for that and it's like a real issue, but like,
at least we know there's help for them somewhere.
Yeah. Like when we would watch like Big Brother or something, you know, TV show and there'd be commercials. I feel like it's every other one.
Yeah.
But that's just like my entree of a who needs to relax.
Let's see
like
what
the bigger one, this is going to be sorry.
Oh my gosh. Is that a Ring camera? And thingy?
It's a notification, yeah.
One of our many different kinds of cameras we have everywhere. But love, I was
Someone's
wondering if you had
bell.
Seen a Ring camera notification today.
I didn't. No, it's no, there's people at our house today, so I haven't been like.
Because I had a very humbling moment today.
Did you trip and fall?
Well, one of our Ring cameras, one of the Ring cameras wasn't working for a minute, you know, we had like a week off of it working and Eric just fixed it. And I'd ordered food today.
Oh, okay.
And I went out to grab my food and I said something so weird. I don't even know what, cause I'm always talking to myself, but then I realized that you'd fix the Ring cameras. And so I said something and then I go, oh no, the Ring cameras work or something like that.
Okay. I found it. It didn't start. recording you until, I don't know why it does this, but like it picks up movement and then it'll start recording. But so it missed whatever the incident does. But I hear you embarrassed. I hear you say.
Oh no, the ring cameras work now.
Okay.
And I can see you dejected, walking away, embarrassed. But tell me what happened.
I'm remembering now. So I ordered food and I didn't realize I had ordered a Coke. And so when I saw the food, I go, ooh, a Coke, lucky me, or something like that. Like, it was like really embarrassing. And then I noticed the camera and I remembered that the camera is like, you fixed them. And I was like, no, like, I was like, oh no, he's going to make fun of me for that. So I thought for sure you're going to sit down today and like, make fun of me for that.
I think there's like a level of sensitivity too that I could adjust. I don't know. Anyways, that's really great, love.
What else needs to relax for you, love?
Okay. Like I said, this is go with me here.
I'm going.
Because I literally wrote this down in my notes and then I wrote, hope this makes sense to you later. Where this starts is that everything from Trader Joe's tastes the same.
Hmm.
And all of it makes me feel unwell. This is my hot take.
That is a hot take.
I know people live and love and laugh Trader Joe's.
Okay.
I cannot stand it. I don't think it's food, and it all tastes the same and all makes me sick. And I don't mean like the peanut butter crackers or like I know you like those dark chocolate peanut butter cups. I mean all of their produce, all of their meats, all of their frozen stuff. It's all kind of the same thing and it all makes me sick.
It's interesting you say that, being that you shop almost exclusively at Trader Joe's. Like, I feel like you are always shopping at Trader Joe's.
I don't. Well, I get so bored with food and I'm trying to eat healthier and there's not a lot of, I don't know. So I'm just trying to find different options. And like in our area, grocery stores are very specific, mm-hmm. to whatever like demographic or clientele they're trying to serve. And in the same vein, so is Trader Joe's. I've gone there twice recently and both times I feel like I got sick from eating what I got from there.
I feel like every time you get meat from there, it's been like, I'd say at least a year ago, you cooked some meat from there and it was not great. And we were like, Trader Joe's meat maybe is not the way to go.
Yeah.
And then since then, every time you've made meat from Trader Joe's, I just like, I won't partake in the meat portion of the meal, but you still always do. And you always are like, man, I feel sick.
Well, I don't know. Talk about it. Cause I'll be hungry and I don't know what else to do. And then I was thinking about that. And like, I don't know if people feel the same way. Maybe they do. I like to say these things sometimes. Cause like, so it's someone in listening will be like, yeah, me too. And then I wrote down, TikTok is to real life what Trader Joe's is to groceries. It's not real sustenance and will always make you sick with a promise of a frozen entree approach to life. This is something I wrote into my phone.
Gandhi over here coming up with quotes.
4 a.m.
Repeat the question, sir. Say it again, because that was TikTok very intense.
TikTok is to real life mm-hmm. what Trader Joe's is to groceries. It's not real sustenance and will always make you sick in the end with the promise of a frozen entree approach to life.
How is TikTok a frozen entree?
I think that makes sense.
Well, the first part, you had me. But frozen entree approach to life.
Yeah, meaning like instead of like going and living life, you know what I mean? Getting the hunting and gathering the ingredients and preparing them, just getting a frozen entree. You know what I mean? The two thing of the chicken piccata at Trader Joe's that will make you sick if you eat it, you know, and it just says heat and serve, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's got like the mashed potatoes in there, you know, with the two frozen pieces of chicken and the sauce or whatever. And you just kind of heat it some more and eat it and it will make you sick. It's kind of like what social media TikTok is to living life. I feel.
I like that, love.
I like to get deep on this podcast.
I think you have IBS.
Well, yeah, that's not what this is about. Is that what this is about? And then it says, I have IBS. IBS needs to relax. I was very sentimental. Like, wake up, be like, I got to write that down.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great, love. Put it on a bumper sticker. Put it on a shirt.
I don't think it'll fit. That'd be a long shirt.
Can I tell you something? Speaking of sentimental sweet, or I don't know that yours was sweet, but
it's right.
It is right. Flynn said something very sweet to me yesterday. Yesterday was one of a very magical day with our wonderful son, Flynn. Eric got to spend pretty much the whole day just like you two throwing it out, having a blast. And you told me some incredible stories last night about him.
Just flipping over rocks and logs all day looking for lizards and frogs.
And you told me some of the most incredible, magical moments. But I didn't get to tell you last night. I forgot to tell you, but when I was giving the kids a bath, Flynn looked at me and just smiled the sweetest smile. And I wrote it down immediately because it was so sweet. He said, Mommy, you make such cool stuff. And I thought he, and I was like going to cry because I was like, oh my God, I work so hard on all the crafts I make for him. Yeah. And like the holidays and like all the, like I'm constantly making anything and everything I can for our kids, you know? And so it meant a lot to me because I put so much work into that. But then he followed it up with, he goes, Mommy, you make such cool stuff. Like you even made me and the twins. So you make really cool stuff.
Aww.
Isn't that the sweetest thing in the world?
You should do that thing where people like sew paintings and they're like sayings. What's that?
Sew paintings.
Yeah, where it's like a framed thing, but it's like stitched.
Cross stitch. Mm-hmm. But where's the, when do you paint it?
Your grandmother used to do that?
Yeah, she's always cross stitched, but where? Yeah. When do you paint it? What part is that?
I don't know. Because it looks, because you hang it on the wall. I just said painting because I didn't know the word cross stitch.
Okay.
You should cross stitch that and frame.
Isn't that so cute?
Yeah. Can I tell what he said to
me? Yes, please. I was hoping you would. This is like the best, cutest story.
So we're walked to a park, and for 3 hours we're flipping over logs and rocks looking and successfully catching frogs and lizards. And then we got back to the house and he takes this giant deep breath and sighs happily and says, I just love home air. All we had done was like cross like the fence line. And he's like, every time I get home, Dad, I just like to take a big breath of home air because it makes me remember that I'm home, you know, and it was just such a sweet thing. And then he goes, you want to lay in the grass with me for a minute? And I thought it was the best idea ever. And I just laid down right there with him in the grass and we just stared at the clouds.
But then what?
And then he goes, I'm just going to close my eyes.
He put his hands
behind, like the classic hands behind your head. He goes, I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute. Okay. And then immediately got up and was like on to the next adventure.
The way you told that story, it was so funny. Yeah, like it was like a 2 second. No, you tell it great, but it's 2 seconds on the floor. Like not even 2 seconds. It's so Flynn to have like this sweet, adorable, perfect moment. And then
it's
just get
attention span
right,
from you. Yeah,
I know. Sorry.
I have a game
that
I would like to play with you. Surprise. I just forgot to do this year, but the Oscars, you know, who cares? But the Oscars, are people still going to the movies? Anyways, it was a couple weeks ago.
Very nice to meet you. I like to hear about sex change operation.
Woman to man.
Penis to vagina.
Yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say there's, for some reason, they moved it from 5 to 10. They nominate 10 films for Best Picture of the Year at the Oscars. These are this year's 10 movies. And I want you, just from hearing the title, to give me the plot, like the elevator pitch. On like Google, they call it the overview. It's just a sentence
or
two.
They nominate 10? I thought it was like 5 per category.
They do 10 now.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a money deal going on there. Anyways, so I'm going to name the film, and then you're going to give me the plot in one or two sentences, okay?
Okay,
and the first one you were just singing a song from, Emilia Perez.
I think it's like a drug person who like sells drugs or something. And that person wants to leave the drug business and also is a trans woman and wants to transition. And so she hires a lawyer to help her get the sex change operation or something.
Judges? They're saying yes. They're saying yes.
I think, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I've like heard bits and pieces of it.
You win the game if you get 6 points, because that's better. That's better than halfway to 10, because there's 10 films. Okay?
Okay.
You got 1 point.
Okay.
All right. Next movie. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A complete unknown.
A complete unknown. It's about four best friends and they...
Are you taking this game seriously? Are you really... This is how much Colleen knows movies. Are you actually trying?
Yes. Do you want me to just say, I don't know?
No, you're not just joking. No, I want you to
say, I don't
want
know.
You, no, I want you to do what you're doing.
Well, then now I know that's not Craig, so...
Okay, so try again.
I don't know.
A complete unknown.
I don't know.
No, try. You have to give me two sentences.
Man who goes to a place he's never been before and it's unknown to him.
Judges, no, sorry. It's the one about Bob Dylan. We had literally watched it 2 nights ago.
How was it?
It's good.
Good.
That little Chalamet can really act.
Yeah, that's what
he's
I hear.
Pretty good. I liked it. I like biopics. I like origin stories. Biopics, some people say.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Bob Dylan for a period of time.
Not anymore, though.
No, still, but like I've heard it's all so much. When I drove across the country from Connecticut to LA, I listened like it was like one of two CDs. Yes, CDs I had in my car.
God.
That's how long ago that was. Conclave.
A cavity that just collapsed in a woman's mouth, and it's very painful. I don't know. It sounds like a dentist would say the tooth is starting to conclave.
Okay.
So I think has something to do with teeth.
That's what you're going with.
Yeah, it sounds. That's what I thought of.
I'm not even
going
to have to look to the judges for this one.
I'm just going with my gut instinct on these.
You are wrong.
Okay.
Conclave, nominated for Best Picture. 93% on Rotten Tomatoes is about a cardinal who...
A
cardinal who's participating in the secret events about how they select a pope at the Vatican.
A bird?
I said bird?
Cardinal? Isn't that a bird?
Sure, but it's also a position, I believe, within the Catholic Church.
Oh, I only know of it as a bird. Isn't it a, is it a sports
what?
Team?
Don't you know religions?
Don't I know religions? Yes.
it is. Yeah. The what cardinals? It's easy for you because there's two. I'll take either.
And
I'll
what give, cardinals?
Yeah. If you can name the city, the cardinals, the sports team is from, and there's two. So it's that kind of helps. I will give you the point for this movie, even though you had no idea what it was or about. And this game is boring the shiz out of you as
New
you
New Orleans?
Yawn. No. If you just said, starts with an S and one starts with an A.
Appalachia.
Could say Arizona.
And the Sin City.
Sin City? Okay. St. Louis. Anyways. Nickel Boys. What's the movie Nickel Boys about?
It's the prequel to Newsies.
Nope.
What is it?
It's young men in the Jim Crow Typical. South in a brutal reformatory. Oof. Yeah. And they try to survive it. Apparently it's shot like really coolly too. I really want to see that one. I have not.
Like coolly? They, like, is that they, a word?
Like, coolly. Yeah. It's shot really well. Interestingly. I don't know. That's not
like
a word
coolly.
Either. It's coolly.
Interestingly, I think might be. I don't know. I'm not
I
a,
saw a TikTok,
word person.
I saw a TikTok. Look at me. It sounded like you. That made me laugh so hard because it was this guy talking about how mad he was that we call 11, 11 and not 1E1 because there's 21,
mm-hmm.
you know yeah. what I mean? 33,
yeah.
44, 55.
1E1 would be so
much
cuter.
But when it's 11, we say 11 instead of 1E1.
Yeah, 1E1 is so
miss,
much cuter.
Huh?
Yeah, it's such
whoever,
a miss.
Whoever came up with the number 11.
Although it wouldn't be as good in Stranger Things if her name was 1E1. I feel like it might ruin some moments if, you know.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I was reading the next thing and stopped listening to you. Tell me again.
Never mind. Go ahead. Next one.
I'm Still Here.
A great song. I'm Still Here. From, I think, Follies.
From Follies?
Sondheim, yeah.
No.
What is it?
Foreign language film.
Hmm. You don't know that song?
A woman in Brazil is looking for a missing husband. It's based on a true story. He was like kidnapped by the government. Sounds.
Good times and all and my dear, but I'm here.
I don't know that one, love.
Is that the same song? Oh, my brain's not working today.
I gotta move through these faster. Sorry. I screenshot it and I cut off the freaking names of the movies. That's crazy, man. The Substance.
Drugs. It's all about drugs, just drugs.
You have no idea what The Substance is, even in pop culture works.
A substance, isn't that a drug?
A lot of people talked about, sure. It is. You know what? Maybe I could give you the point for this one.
Okay.
It's about a drug that does what?
Makes you hallucinate crazy shit.
No, in this Best Picture nominated film, it makes Demi Moore younger for the standards of Hollywood. You didn't hear about this movie?
No.
Dune Part 2.
It's the second part of Dune Part 1, which is about the sand dunes.
I think we give you that point, yeah.
Why am I thinking... Which one? I thought Dune was a Shia LaBeouf movie.
What? Holes?
Yeah.
You thought Dune was
That's
Holes?
That's what I was thinking of. I got them mixed.
I just have to... Yeah, no, I could read
Is
you...
Is Dune's a superhero movie?
No, it's like a fantasy movie. It's a really famous book. They made the movie in like the late 80s, I believe, is when they made it. And then, you know, they're a really good director, a really good cast. Timothée Chalamet again.
Oh, wow.
It's about Paul Atreides unites with Chani and the Fremen while seeking revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family. Mm-hmm. It's like aliens stuff. It's real cool. I love Dune 2.
Wicked wasn't nominated for Best Picture?
Next movie is Wicked. What's Wicked about?
I mean, come on. How long do you got?
The Brutalist.
Oh, the men who beat each other up. Yeah.
No. No, you're wrong.
That's
there.
Movies to me.
That's the one with Adrian Brody. You know who Adrian Brody is?
No.
He won Best Actor for it. You don't even know.
Good. I'm proud of him. That's great. I'm sure he was great in it.
I'm sure he was too. And then the winner for Best Picture, Anora. Mm. What's Anora about?
A woman who sailed the ocean blue. I don't know.
She's a sailor?
I don't know. What's it about? Sounds like a princess.
I did watch this one. I did love it. I'm happy that it won Best Picture because it's like good. It's like an independent movie and it's really well acted, really well shot and directed. And it's a director writer. It's really nice. It's about a young woman from Brooklyn gets her chance at a Cinderella story when she meets and marries the son of an oligarch.
Okay.
She's like a stripper who meets a young Russian oligarch in a strip club in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Cool. Movies.
And you did not win that game. Do you want to?
I never do.
Do you want to try and redeem yourself with the second game about people acting in things?
What does that mean?
If I quiz you about the IMDb star meter, top five people.
Well, no. I mean, I won't know who any of them are.
Yeah. You've already lost that.
But,
game
I mean,
in
I will never
mind.
Know who any of them are.
Because you're not watching White Lotus.
No.
And you're not watching Severance.
No. I don't have time.
Come on.
I don't have time. If
Those
I have time
shows.
To sit for an hour and watch something, I'm going to edit or make a craft.
Yeah. Kind of games for me?
Well, the only like game, it's not really game thing that I can think of is something I did on SAS with Rachel where there's like this grid thing that's like it's a trend where you like say how you see another person and which you know is my favorite thing like what
yeah,
type
you
of
love stuff like that.
Season are you what type of whatever so we could do that you're supposed to like do it ahead of time and like find pictures of the other person or whatever but
okay
I am curious what you would answer for yourself and for me on this grid.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to do that or would you rather do something else?
Sure, it sounds great, love.
Okay. So these are the things. There's like animal, a place, plant, movie, season, hobby, color, outfit, and food.
Okay.
We don't have to do them all if you don't want to since we
these,
didn't plan
yeah,
this
I feel like these are going to be hard to think of on the fly, but I'll give it a shot. But
you,
why don't you start?
So you do it for you. You're more interesting than me.
What do you mean?
So
I'm
like,
not more interesting
yeah, well,
than
you. You say what you think you would be.
I can't do it. Say it about myself.
You gotta.
What animal would I be?
Yeah.
What do you think? I don't know.
You'd be a dog that you would get at a humane society that's like a mutt of all of the things.
Okay.
Like a scrappy, sweet dog.
Sweet
or
a sweetie mutt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Or what else would you be? Yeah, I think that. What do you think you would be?
I would say that. It's hard to like say other animals than like a dog, I feel.
What would I be then?
Like a hairless cat.
Hairless?
Yeah. Just like.
Why hairless?
I don't know.
All right.
You don't have like you're always shaven.
What? Okay. Place. What would you call yourself for a place?
A place?
Mm-hmm.
What would I call myself for a place?
Yeah, like a place that is Eric Stockland.
Like a waiting room outside of a therapist office, a campsite.
You, to me, are you're not a place that exists.
Vintage store, an antiques. Yeah, I don't know.
You, in my mind, you are something that doesn't exist in real life. It's the woods, like a Vancouver-y woods, Big Sur woods. But you're then you're like taking a big breath and you're like, ah, the fresh air. But then when you turn around, you're in like a Bloomingdale's.
A Bloomingdale's? Whoa.
Like you're in the woods, but like, eh, you're actually like kind of shopping a little bit.
They have stores that are in between that. Yeah. Okay.
No, but like you're literally in it. So it's like you think it's like a dream almost. Like you're just
like
you're
a Bloomingdale's,
in the woods,
but with trees.
But then you blink. No,
you
like,
can, like camp
you're in
there?
The woods for real. And then you blink. You're like, oh, I'm in a Bloomies. Like it's a dream. It's not a real place.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not thinking. You're not
you're
like.
You're thinking of REI.
Who's that?
This is a store.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I know. You're talking about that camping store.
That's what I would say.
You are not that camping store.
Okay.
You're not.
You're very confident. Okay.
You're not. Plant. You're a succulent.
Where are you? What,
I
are
mean,
you?
Hello.
What place are you?
What place am I? The garbage?
A dump? Okay.
What are you? For plants, you're a succulent.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
What else would you be?
I relate to this plant too. It's not really well lit and far behind you, but it's like a powder leaf fig plant. Those things are really hard to care for. I just bought fertilizer for it. It doesn't look too happy at me though. But yeah, I would say like some sort of like cactus succulent type deal.
For sure.
Aloe.
Movie? I'm not going to be able to answer this one about you. Because
what plant are you?
Fake one.
Yeah. Fake plants from Michaels. That's you.
I mean, that says that I'm like a fake, that says like I'm a fake person.
No, not
that's
that you're
not
fake.
What I mean.
It's just like, this is,
I just like,
this is you.
I can't rely on like
sunlight,
sunlight and like sustenance to like survive,
right.
You know, like maybe like a Venus flytrap or something that you don't
need.
You're
drinking more water these days though. So that's good. Venus flytrap?
I don't know. What's a plant that like, you don't even have to look at it and it's somehow it lives. A weed.
A sturdy
I'm
oak.
A weed.
Okay.
I don't know. I would say I'm a fake plant, like when you get the plastic plants.
Yeah. Okay.
Just because like, I don't know. I don't know why. That just feels like my vibe because they're in a craft store and that's where I want to be.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Movie. I can't answer that for you. I have no idea because I don't know movies. So I can't think of that one.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Sure. Season. You are fall.
Give me
winter.
Fall. Give me fall every, all day.
You are so not spring and you are so not summer.
But here's the thing. It's about to be spring. It's like spring in a little bit where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm into it. I'm very happy about spring.
Yeah, me too. But
you feel like you're spring.
If you think that it's however you view me. There's no right answer. It's like whatever you view me as.
No, maybe you're winter because you love Christmas so much.
Yeah, but Christmas is different than winter. Don't you think? Like,
no, what?
There's
no.
Like Christmas season, but then there's winter. Like
I think
when
that's
I,
a California
says,
thing because you're a California kid. For me, Christmas I associate with winter because it's always cold on Christmas and it's winter and it's
sure.
Yeah,
but I would never say that I'm a winter. But like I'd say spring fits my personality more. Usually, not maybe not recently, but maybe now that I'm a lucky charm.
April showers.
Maybe now that I'm a lucky charm, I'll be more springy.
Yeah, maybe.
But you're definitely a fall, I would say, or winter.
Uh-huh.
Hobby, like something with wood for you, like
hobby.
You know, yeah, you are like, yeah, woodsy.
Yeah,
woodness, woods.
I've done some wood stuff lately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting some wood in.
And color, you are.
I made a bench.
Did you say pause?
Yeah.
Why did you say pause?
Sometimes when people say something that can be conceived as sexual, they say pause after when they didn't mean it that way.
What?
That's something people are doing these days.
I'm so out of the loop.
So I said, I got some wood in. And then I said, pause, because I didn't mean it in
is
a sexual way.
Is that like the new version of that's what she said?
I can't see how that would be the same thing.
Well, you
but
said
I
it's
guess
like
you
something
could.
Sexual.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's yeah, it's the new version of that's what she said. She said.
Mm-hmm.
See, sure.
Okay. Color, you'd be brown. For sure, you're brown. Maroon,
not
brown.
Not hazel?
You are... absolutely not hazel. You're not any bright color or like
We've talked about this before on my driver's license for my eye color. It says Hazel because like apparently I was having a mental breakdown when I filled that out 20 years ago or whatever. It does, love. Sometimes it's not just brown. There's like, it starts brown and then it goes to like a lighter something brown.
Yeah, brown. Goes to brown.
So I thought that was Hazel, I guess. I had a hard time having brown eyes, I feel like.
I'm sorry.
I feel like it was something that was hard for me growing up.
Well, our kids all have colorful eyes.
They do for some reason.
Flynn's eyes really do change depending on what he's like wearing. Like if he's wearing a green shirt, they look green. If he's wearing a blue shirt, they look blue. If he's wearing like a purple shirt, they look purplish gray. Like his
right.
eyes
they
change
were
color.
So blue when he was a baby.
I know. Well, today he was wearing a green shirt and I was like, your eyes look so green today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so cool that your eyes can change color. You're like a chameleon, like a cuttlefish, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't want them to be green. I want them to be blue. And in my head, I was like, are you insane? Yeah. I mean, I didn't say this obviously to him. I was like, oh, okay. But like in my head, I was like, are you crazy? Yeah. I have brown eyes. How I would have killed to have eyes that changed from green to blue to purple to gray, whatever color I was wearing, they changed. Like,
yeah, it's your eyes. And it's like, it's looked like, I feel like it's like the bottom of the totem pole of eyes is brown. You know what I mean? In society. But I feel like brown is going to be really pretty. Yours eyes are gorgeous.
Yours is eyes?
Yours is gorgeous.
Is so pretty. I love your eyes. I think they're very beautiful brown.
No.
Anyway, the other ones are outfit and food. Outfit, I'd have no idea. I'd say like a shirt with holes in it that costs a lot of money and pants. I don't know, clothes very
Yours would
much.
Be an oversized crew neck sweatshirt and yoga pants. Mm-hmm. That's what you're wearing right now.
Mm-hmm. And food, you are a sausage.
You bought sausage today
of
just to make you mad. You're so mad. Colleen gets so mad at the idea of sausage as something anyone would eat.
I'm not mad at it. It's just like, I don't think
I got a mild Italian sausage.
That I'm don't like it very much. Like I like some kinds of sausage, but like.
Breakfast sausage? I feel like you like.
I like your sausage. Hell, pause.
That's what she said.
No, but I don't think I like it very much.
You can't use it. You can't use the pause thing when you are overtly making something. You know, it has to be by accident.
I don't get it, but I appreciate it.
I think. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was so fun. Fun game, huh?
Yeah.
What food would I be?
What food would you be?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be an Eggs Benedict.
No, you would not.
A croque monsieur?
No.
Come on.
Avocado toast.
Give me like a good breakfast thing.
Avocado toast.
BLT on a croissant?
No.
We never talked about this. I surprised you with a breakfast sandwich yesterday morning.
You did.
You scarfed it.
Yeah.
And because I went back and I saw the plate was empty.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
It was great. Thank you so much. It was very, very yummy. I had a moment of like, when I saw it, because I thought it was so sweet of you to make me breakfast. And it was very delicious. Thank you
breakfast
so much.
Breakfast in bed.
It was so, so lovely. But I had ordered some groceries the night before, late the night before, that arrived in the morning. And some of the stuff that I had got was for my brother Christopher's his birthday. And so one of the main things I wanted to give him for his birthday.
Was it eggs?
No. Was when he really likes this like cookie thing that I made when they were staying with us for a while, where it was like I would take cookie dough and I'd put it inside croissants. And then I would bake it. And
I
like,
didn't
it'd
use
be like
your
a,
croissants.
I know you didn't. No, I know you didn't.
I had gotten my own croissants.
Did. I know you did.
Why did you go to hold my hand?
Because I know you did. Because I went down, I saw the croissants there.
But you were like, oh, those are.
I went, oh, because I was like, oh my God, he's so sweet that he made me this. But also that was my present to my brother.
Nope,
and I like had a panicked moment. And I was like, oh no. But I also was like, it's delicious, so it's fine. Yeah, yeah. But why would you ever think that I would gift croissants to someone? So
yeah, I wouldn't have assumed that. I just would have assumed that like sometimes you order croissants get croissants because you like them. You would be a cookie.
Thank you.
Chocolate chip.
I want cookies
with M&Ms.
Well, I love you. I love my delicious breakfast in bed. You're so the sweetest.
You're welcome.
And Eric also recently went and picked a bunch of flowers with the twins and brought them to me. And it was very cute, very sweet.
I'm just a sweetie.
You are. You're the bestest in the world. I love you. But yeah, we got to go because our babysitters.
Our childcare.
Leaving. So we got to go find some bugs because that's the new thing again. We went from trucks to truck of the day to bugs to ocean creatures, ocean animals, cuttlefish, like obscure ocean animals, which has been so fun. And now it's really taking a U-turn.
Back to bugs, but also bugs, including hardcore. Lizards and frogs.
Yeah. So we are back to bugs at this house, which I love how passionate my child is about bugs. I love my kids being passionate about anything.
Back to
but
bugs.
I was real excited to get out of the bug phase and into the ocean phase.
Nope.
So I'm a little bit like, oh, but remember octopus?
Yeah.
Remember?
He still says cuttlefish are so great.
Let's look at crabs.
We went crabbing this weekend.
Yeah, I know. But he's still like, I mean, he is so into bugs right now.
It's, yeah.
I mean, and I support. This is not me saying I don't support. I'm literally wearing a bug shirt right now. I'm very supportive of his.
You are.
Bug loving, but I think it's your fault that he's back into bugs. You got him that freaking cockroach.
He was, well, I got it for him because he was so into bugs at that point that he was making little
enclosures,
bug enclosures constantly out of like old pickle jars and cottage cheese containers. And so I was just like, oh, I'll get him like a reptile aquarium starter kit, but we'll make this nice bug enclosure for whatever he catches around the yard so we can look at them for an hour before releasing them. And then, yeah. We have already apologized for getting the cockroaches.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will see you next week. Oh, make sure to leave comments. I didn't read comments today. So leave us lots of lovely comments so we can read them next week. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye.